Rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Song reminds me. We're giving you away a chance to win a photo op and an autograph with the Stanley Cup champions Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov, courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. If you guys want your chance to win, text the word Stanley to 20357. That's Stanley to 20357. If you don't win, you can purchase your tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach. We got some fun Panther stuff coming up for you guys next week as the champs are right around the corner from resuming action. Got them coming up. The Heat basically at the end of this month get going in October. Thanks to Karan Butler for joining us yesterday. If you guys missed that, that's on our QAM YouTube page. A lot of great stuff from Karan. And also, he eased my worries of a Bahamas training camp, which is good.
Thank goodness.
I told you that. Still practice hard.
Just making sure. No Mai Tais. No Mai Tais. Until the last day.
They get Mai Tais.
I'll allow a travel day, a getaway day Mai Tai. That's it. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Dolphins, Leroy, do you know what tonight is?
Game night.
Game night!
Game night.
Statement game.
Statement game. Statement game. We've all gotten here. We've all agreed, dude. It is a statement game.
It's a statement game. Ricky Williams, I get why you guys think that. But it's hard in week two to win a game and it mean anything more than that, because it doesn't mean anything as far as the playoffs right now.
Oh, dude, is that your puppy going crazy?
I don't know. Like
new wrinkle into the mix.
That's Oreo. Oreo's an angry old dog.
Why is Oreo barking all the time?
He barks at everybody. But the Dre, he likes to bite the other dog's legs. And the other time, Zeus almost chewed him to pieces because he went up underneath his undercarriage and bit him in the do not disturb.
Ooh.
Right.
What a little rascal.
You know, to him, they look like little balls. So he was like, Zeus about lost his mind.
Zeus was about to go and need Blue Chew in a second.
No, he almost chewed up.
Zeus chew.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, flavored, right?
Zeus looked back and said, are you bleeping kidding me?
Are you kidding me? Well,
Oreo flavored Blue Chew.
Oh, that'd be delicious. Let's get to a fantasy football update sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason.
Yep.
Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. I don't know if you guys have a little person named Christian McCaffrey, but it ain't looking good that he's playing this week. So anybody who has him in fantasy, heed warning. I hope you guys have backup plans. Also, Raheem Mostert out tonight, and you guys might want to keep an eye on actives and inactives tonight on Devon Achane if you have him in Dolphins land. So keep those in mind for fantasy purposes.
That's all we need is another reason for Mike to throw it 50 times.
Yeah.
Right?
But does it change with the weather, though, Leroy? I mean, if it's raining, are you really trying to throw 50 times?
Here's the deal. Unless you're in 2 minute, and very rarely then two, you always have a dry ball, right? Because they rotate them. But even at some point, what happens is they get a little waterlogged because you only have like maybe 10 to, I don't know what the number is, 10 to 12 balls that you play with. They have a game ball on it.
So like looking at the forecast today, it's going to look like, I guess it's 90 to 96 to 84, like 4 to 6 p.m. By game night, the rain chances are like 15 in Miami Gardens are like 15%, 16% chance. So
hold on.
What?
Throw that away.
Why?
Because I live in Florida. And every night for the last 2 weeks, at around game time, it has poured like we got a hurricane right outside.
I'm just
so
telling you.
I don't care what it is, 5%, Tobin. 10%. Well, I don't care what it is.
What the hell ever says?
Tobin, it might be time. Care. It might be time for Leroy to check the weather. It might be time to hit the
play. I don't care.
Give us your report from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys. .com.
Yet you tell me it's going to be good for game time.
Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954 more.
What you want and tell it like it is.
I literally was reading weather.com. That's all I was doing.
First of all, let me explain something to you. If you want local weather, don't look at a national station.
What?
I'm telling you.
What's the website?
It's pretty cloudy.
I'm telling you right now, anybody out there, if you want to know what your weather is, never look at a national weather service.
So what do you look at? Besides, I mean, I know you tell, but like.
You can go on any app and pull up the radar and look at the radar and look at the weather and do the local stuff. But don't go to that generalized, you know, weather conditions for your area. You live here.
I got cloudy. It says cloudy, Eddie.
Yo, let me tell you something. Ooh, it's looking kind of ominous out there right now. Just a little north of me, right? Winds are coming out of the south-southwest right now. But I'm looking out west, and it looks like it's blue skies out there. So I don't know what the hell Tobin talking about, but these clouds I'm looking at look like rain clouds. The leaves are heavy, so it's probably really humid. The winds aren't very or light, maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour. And it looks like it's just hot as hell and humid. So anytime it's hot as hell and humid, later on in the day, you know what that means, Tobin?
What?
Thunderstorms!
Leroy, I said it's going to thunderstorm. It says it's going to thunderstorm today between 4 and about.
Oh, they give you an exact time. They give you so good of Florida weather, they give you exact time. It's raining somewhere right now.
Let me just get this straight, dude. Can I just be. Hold on 1 second. What do you think weather.com is getting? Is it getting sent ravens like it's Game of Thrones? You don't think they have radar?
But what I'm telling you is this. Weather.com goes more along of what the atmosphere is and stuff like that, and they predict the weather based on the humidity and all that stuff.
What?
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Dude, it's the same thing that you have on your phone.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
You're crazy. You're high as a coyote.
Right here. I don't use it for now because I can just look outside and tell you because I'm good like that. Now,
I understand.
Now, let me tell you something. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
I see it.
Where do you think that's going to be at 5 o'clock?
That's what I said it was going to be here.
You think that between 4 and 6? Do that look like between 4 and 6 rain?
I don't know what rain travels at. What am I, Jim Cantore?
Storm
it's
field.
A lot of rain.
It's a lot of lashing out for weather here. What's going on?
I never said it's not going to rain. I just said by game time, it says it's going to let up.
What says?
Weather.
Leroy says, bring your ponchos, right?
Jackie Johnson's disappointed in you.
Bring your ponchos and be careful at your tailgates.
It's most definitely going to rain on your tailgates.
You might want to pre-cook your food because, you know, coals are going to struggle in this rain in the evening. Like, it just rained. It's been raining every damn day.
I didn't say it wasn't going to rain. I just told you weather.com says by game time it stops.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. When I get that message, right? When I get that message that says the game is delayed for 15 minutes or 20 minutes because of thunderstorms, okay, I'm giving you the business.
Why?
Because you can't go to a national to get local rain.
No, I just go to you looking at the sky.
And guess what? If I've been wrong,
I don't know.
I've been wrong.
I never checked your record.
Okay.
That's what the bit is.
Dude. He's been perfect.
Every night, I've come out. The first thing I say is, hey, it's going to rain tonight. It's been raining every night hard for the last 2 weeks.
Which overnight. I haven't disagreed with.
Soon as it gets dark. Mm-hmm. You say mysteriously at day 35 is going to mysteriously clear up for the football game. Woo, the football guys are working with. No. I'm going with the damn percentages. The humidity, the rain, the heat. That is an evening shower right before dark like it always does in South Florida.
I like how Cat for Life says he's got to watch out for that storm duck. He's right.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
He played, what, 12 plays last week?
Point for
well, doesn't matter.
Witcher.
I have a question. So if Jalen Phillips beats science, do you think the Miami Dolphins will beat Mother Earth?
Mother Nature?
Mother Nature.
I got you, son. I got you.
They're better, because even if it does rain, no excuses. You better win this game.
Still a statement game. Even more of a statement still game a statement in the rain?
Game. I think more? It is more of a statement game.
You know why I used to like the rain?
Double statement.
You know why I used to love the rain? Because I could keep my footing, and I played with my feet, you know, underneath my body, didn't get too overextended. But the people coming to get you, they wilding out, so they slip all the time.
They call you the puddle man.
They call me a mutter. No, they did. They called me a mutter.
Did they?
Yeah.
How about that?
Because I never slipped and fell when it was the weather was bad.
Puddle boy.
Puddle boy. Like, dude, like, you talk sports for a living is amazing.
Oh, okay, dude. You know what? What does that have to do with anything?
I always find
puddle boy.
I always find the word puddle funny.
I like it. It's cute.
I always find it funny.
Weather report. You can't look, man. Come on.
Can I just say, though?
Yeah.
If it doesn't rain, do I get to give you the business?
No, because it's South Florida.
What does that mean?
No,
that means it's raining somewhere.
Hold on.
It just might not be raining over the stadium.
It's Mother Nature.
That's okay, but
it's Mother Nature. It's Mother Nature.
I just want to be clear right now. I put the forecast for exactly over the stadium, and you're like, nah, weather, national, can't tell.
No, because we know local weather here.
I understand.
It's been raining like dogs and cats or cats and dogs every night as soon as it gets dark.
If I go to Davie, it might have a different forecast. I'm aware how it is down here. I'm just telling you what it says for Miami Gardens.
So you're saying if you go to Davie that
could it be different?
It's going to be different?
Could be. Could be. Yeah, it looks like it's going later for you guys. It does.
Let me see. I'm going to just look at it. It says 25%.
40 for 7 o'clock.
Huh?
40 for 7 o'clock. But then it lets up.
So look, that's two different weather places doing two different things. So, again, go look outside.
It's always look ominous.
It's raining. It's raining tonight, guys.
That's not even counting. Wait a minute.
What?
Thunderstorm. You know, there could be lightning and no rain, and it's still going to send everybody inside.
Well, that doesn't matter. I don't care about lightning.
Facts.
Well, you know, what is a Pikachu playing? Who gives a rat's ass for those lightning?
Well, hold on.
Lightning is they stopped the game for lightning.
Tobin, they stopped
the ball.
They don't play. They delayed the game last week between the Chiefs and Ravens because of the lightning.
And I understand,
rain doesn't stop the game. Lightning stops the game.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
But also, it doesn't affect the game.
Once the game is played.
They're not playing.
Yeah. It doesn't affect the game.
You're talking about the conditions of the game, not the actual game.
Yes! That's what I care about.
Lightning does affect the game when you can't play because of lightning.
You're lashing out now, dude. Okay,
I got
you.
All of a sudden now
you're spinning in circles because you know I had dared question the weather god that is Leroy Horde.
That's right. Don't question me. I'm just saying, don't question me. I'm out there in these streets.
Boots on the ground?
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Time for 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your local Lexus dealer. We are getting some signs that things are good with Devon Achane going tonight. He did post on Instagram, Leroy, a couple hours ago, but he said, it's on Bills Dolphins tonight on Prime. Now, I don't know if he's doing like an ad thing here where he's getting some dough from Prime, which good for you, Devon, if that's the case. But he is posting it's on tonight. So, and he's in uniform in the picture. Look, it looks all fancy and snazzy, you know. So, you know, I mean, that could be a good sign. I don't know. I'll tell you what.
Game time decision is tough.
Squirrely, touch and go.
Right. So right. I wouldn't I don't know how to read into it, to be honest with you, simply because it's really hard when they work these guys out to figure out, you know, whether they can play or not. And so it becomes a difficult thing. So I don't know, man. I don't know. It's tough.
I will say there's an interesting thing that we have to look out for, which is the mole factor. Okay. And you have former Dolphins, former Bills on both sides of the matchup, one of them being Jordan Poyer. And Tua, he says that having the former Bills safety, a savant in the Sean McDermott system, he thinks is going to be highly beneficial to him. Here is Tua.
Yeah. They definitely can. They know in the back end signals with what the Bills do and how they communicate things that they've done to stop us previous years. And then, you know, just kind of the philosophy of that defense with what they try to accomplish against our offense, uniquely different than a lot of the teams they would play against. So can take a lot of the information that I've been given from those guys early in the week and apply it to Thursday.
How about that, Leroy?
I would say this. Don't read too much into that.
What do you mean? Institutional knowledge, dude. He knows the philosophy.
Okay, but here's how football is. They know you know. And now they're going to disguise some stuff. And you're going to look like an idiot if you say, well, so-and-so told us they were going to do this. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Listen, just go through your process, okay? What it helps coaches with, which you don't need signals for anyway, is what have they done to us to eliminate what we do for the last couple of years? It's already on tape. You see what I mean? So, like, yeah, some of it matters, but you're not going to be able to read signals and stuff like that. You got to read coverages and see the rotations of the secondary and the front, the line anyway. So the signals they're giving, you're not really going to pay attention to. It's more important that when you see these different movements and stuff, you have an idea of what coverages they're going to run, and you're going to get that from film. So although Poyer can help as far as what they would try to accomplish against the Dolphins, the signals don't matter as much. They really don't.
Well, they call him Safety Socrates. That's why he knows the defensive philosophy in Buffalo, dude. So I think it's not nothing. I mean, you can't dismiss it.
Yes, you can.
Tua did dismiss their mole, Mike White, former Dolphins backup quarterback.
So wait.
What?
Who's more important? Mike White or the safety?
Well, I'll let Tua answer that question. I'll let Tua know.
He didn't do it very well. That's why he's not here anymore, which is a whole nother question, is that if he was that damn important, he'd still be here.
Here's Tua on Mike White being a mole.
You things up knowing that Mike White is on the other side now?
No.
You don't have to. Explain it to me. Why don't you have to?
Why would we have to?
In terms of the signals and the words.
But we don't really signal.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, the words, like he's not in our huddle with us listening. And with all due respect, like they can understand all the concepts we're running, but are we running that concept on that play where with what they're trying to do? Like, you know, that's just the whole game. And yeah, we both got to go out and play, whether we know their signals, whether we know what they got going on and vice versa. At the end of the day, we both got to go out there and we got to go play.
I think again, why can't it be the same way the other way?
Well, it's just, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
One guy's.
He pretty much said what I said, but it's with.
I kind of feel like.
A quarterback would have more knowledge about what's going on than a safety.
Unless that quarterback's a bum.
I just said that. That if he was so in tune to the offense, he would still be here.
Right. So we're on the same page, though. You and I agree with each other.
No, we don't.
I kind of do, though.
Because you just made minutia important.
It's not minutia. I mean, because Jordan Poyer, he's got years with Sean
McDermott. I'm telling you it is. You don't see, dude, when you're going through your pre-snap checks and seeing the rotation of safeties and whatever, you ain't got time to look at no damn signals. You're looking at the movement of bodies. Who cares about the signals? Because guess what? You can signal anything, but your ass need to be where you need to be before the snap. That takes precedent over anything else.
But you got to go. You got to see.
No. I'm not going to let you ruin football.
I'm not going to ruin football. Lunacy. I'm not ruining football with lunacy.
So let me ask you. How can a quarterback knowing the offense not matter, but a defensive guy can?
Because one defender is good and the other's a bum. That's kind of what Tua said.
It has nothing to do with how good you were.
I don't know. I mean, like, listen, if you get a bum who can't really report what is being done and break it down, but you have Poyer who's a savant, you know, it's one thing. Like, here's what I would say. Like, if you were to sit down, right, and you were able to learn guitar from Jimi Hendrix, which, like, is Poyer to the Bills defense, that's one thing. But if you were to learn from somebody who has auto-tune and isn't really a good singer, you know, somebody like, I don't know, Milli Vanilli trying to teach you music, then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, this guy's a fraud.
But this is where you're off. Okay. Because on an offense, when you're running offense, you're looking at the location and the shifting and the movement of players. The signals they give to get in those positions don't matter. The most important part of that is where they are, or where they line up. So if you're not reading that and you're looking for signals, you lost anyway. Whereas if you look at it from Poyer's perspective, he can say, hey, when this guy goes in motion over here to here, this is what they're trying to do. They're going to change that stuff.
I don't know.
So because it doesn't matter that you know, before every game, you get the tape of the other team.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Signals do not matter. The signals matter to some extent from this standpoint. If wide receivers and quarterbacks use the same signals. But guess what? I told you, defenses are stupid. Right?
Don't say that.
They're idiots. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because if you give a signal, they want to celebrate that they know what you're doing, and it could be a dummy call.
Well, if you're saying
so just read your keys, play football, and stop worrying about the inside information you know and not know, because it'll get you burned.
I don't know.
We used to do it.
Do what?
Want them to know what we're doing or think they were doing, because we wasn't doing it.
But if they know that you know that they think you know, doesn't that change some of the methods that you're going to go about and attack him with? Like Poyer, for example, he's almost like a puppeteer in Sean McDermott's mind, right? But very clearly, Mike White was not, because one was trusted by their coach for years, and the other was sent to Buffalo.
Still had to learn the offense.
What's that?
Still had to learn the offense.
Doesn't matter. Like, if I don't know the language and I go to you know, the Dominican Republic, it doesn't mean I'm going to get around speaking Spanish. Wait.
You don't need to know the language. Again, here's what I'm telling you. Everything that everybody's going to learn, as far as motions and situations and circumstances is all going to be on film. What a person comes into a locker room and tells you about doesn't mean anything because you see it on film. What do they like to do on first and 10? What do they like to do on first and 10 against three or four wide receivers? Mm-hmm. What do they like to do? All these situations are spelled out for you, and you learn these during the course of a week. Right. If somebody comes in and tells you something, the film don't lie. You already see it. Here's so what the signals and all that stuff don't matter.
But I'm not disagreeing with you. But what I'm saying
you don't
is
have to disagree with you. I know it's not. I know I'm right.
Just one thing.
Oh my
wouldn't
God.
You say it's different?
You don't understand. I spent a lot of time doing this.
No, I get you. I'm not dismissing your expertise.
I just
want to be clear.
Wait. Let's do it this way.
Yeah.
I spent more time in that environment than you have been a host.
That's not true.
A host.
That's not true.
We've been doing this show for how long?
8 years.
Okay.
I did some weekends before you.
No. That was we were fourth wide receiver back then.
That doesn't matter. Still reps. And I used to host on WBRY. Environment. Now let me just say this. Can I just hear one more to your Coleman. Film point? No. I just one more point. I swear I'm gonna leave this
no,
this
you're
alone.
Not. You're I not swear gonna stop. To God, you gonna just want to admit that what you're saying matters doesn't matter.
Wouldn't you say that when you watch the film, if I were to watch any film, The Godfather, Pulp Fiction, it's one thing to watch it with the director.
You know, it's a little bit different than football, right?
No, I'm just saying. It's one thing. If you have like details, like, oh, I'm watching the film with Quentin Tarantino, which is essentially what Jordan Poyer is, that's what it's like watching with Jordan Poyer. But if you're watching with Mike White, that guy was like a grip on set, you know?
Let me explain something to you. That everything that happens on the football field is done to accomplish certain things. For example, you know, no matter what, a defense has to cover different areas of the field with a body. If not, somebody's going to be wide open. So no matter what signals they give, no matter where they line up, you know there's going to be bodies in certain areas. Now, the key is figuring out which bodies it's going to be and where they're going to come from, and that gives you an advantage. You can pick up some of that stuff on film, okay? But to see the rotations of the players, you know that if one guy's here, nobody else is going to cover there. That guy's going to come from somewhere, and you just kind of read it. Now, what happens is, with defenses is, they try to get too cute. Mm-hmm. So they try to run guys to trick you from far away to get in certain areas, and then they get gashed.
I think we're saying the same thing here.
No. Oh, my God. Will you stop saying that to me? No, we're not. I'm talking football, and you're talking about a Quentin Tarantino movie. Right? You're talking about learning guitar from Jimi Hendrix. No, I'm talking football. So, like, why you want to just absorb all this
Leroy Unchained.
Why I think all this crap is important, I'm telling you, it's not.
Leroy,
who cares if you know what the signals are?
You should know that Tobin's going to be a usual suspect and say all of this.
I fall for it.
You fall for it all the time.
I feel like Trump right now. He got goaded and
from dusk till dawn, this man has always got you.
Yeah.
Biting the cats.
Like...
Leroy Unchained when he's talking NFL football. Like,
yes, and Tobin tries to rain on my like you know what's funny? All the years we've been together, and we talk about all kinds of stuff. Yeah. I will say this: if I have a question about the fight game, I call Tobin.
Yeah,
I ask Tobin and I listen. I don't question him, right? But when it comes to football. This dude fights me like a wild.
I'm not fighting. I'm not fighting.
He's comparing your career to his time.
And I said it doesn't matter.
But okay, but Tua said it did. Like I'm not
no,
coming.
Wait. You can't say it matters for the other side, but not for you.
That's his opinion.
Then why isn't Josh Allen saying that Poirier being over it doesn't matter?
I don't know what Josh Allen said. Maybe he did. I don't know.
So why? My question is, how can it matter for one side of the ball. Because the same thing Tua said is the same thing that applies on the other side. They're not in the huddle hearing the call, so they don't know what the play is.
Take it up with QB1, dude, not me. I'm not the one saying it. You act like I just came up with this take by myself. No, the quarterback
said it. You're the one that's riding it like Seabiscuit.
It's Tua. He's the captain.
Oh, my goodness. You're like...
Speaking of fighters...
You know what? I could have a better football conversation with my wife because she has no idea what I'm talking about, and she just looks at me and goes, I said, do you understand what I'm saying? No. Okay, good talk. That's it. That's what it's like talking to you. You sit here. You just compared the sweet sport of football to learning guitar from Jimi Hendrix or watching a movie with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Do you understand how ridiculous that's?
I don't think it is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Speaking of fighters, by the way, Merab Dwalashvili is going to join us at the top of this hour. He's fighting for the championship this weekend against Sugar Sean.
Sugar Sean.
Yep.
Oh, I know. I got a question locked and loaded.
So we'll talk to Merab.
Because he is the tallest small person I've ever met in my life.
Who?
Sugar Sean.
We're not talking to Sugar Sean.
No, we're talking to fighting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know how do you fight that guy? Because I know in boxing you get real close, but you can't always do that in MMA.
We'll ask him. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you ruined my question before I even had a chance to like see what I'm saying? Why do you not like me? Gosh.
Back up to this.
See what I'm saying? Why do you not like me?
Psst. I see dead people.
Hey, Mustard on the beat, Debo, any rap, he a free throw, man down, call a Amber Lambs, tell him breathe, bro, Nell to the cross, he walk around like Tizo, what's up with these jabronis, trying to see Compton.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. Leroy, I'm not trying to mess with you, dude.
Really? You say that after an hour of what?
Oh man. Hey, let me let you guys know. If you guys want to see me badger Leroy, come to Whiskey Stars and Cigars. It's just going to be going down.
You can't badger me where there's liquor, dude.
Smoke on the Water in Weston. It is going down September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, silly sauce. It is free to attend. All you gotta do is RSVP at WQM.com and you get an invite and a complimentary cigar. Must be 21 or older. Drink responsibly. And you guys can talk sports with the WQM on-air staff. And check it on out. It is at Smoke on the Water in Weston, September 25th. And it is presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go to his website, themainman.com. And sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. Check that on out, everybody. That's what we got going on in just a bit. We got Merab Dwalashvili. He's fighting for the title coming up at UFC 306. We talked to Raul Rosas yesterday, so we'll talk a little fighting before we get into the football. If you guys miss Ricky Williams on in the show, we'll bring that to you as well next hour. Lots to get to here, but I want to get to this, Leroy. Joe Burrow. So I don't know if you saw the video. It went viral last week, all right? He's flexing the hand. He's doing this all the time. And then there was this video where, like, he's trying to grab, like, a water bottle, and it's almost like he's got no feel in it or something. Like, it just
It slipped.
Yeah, it slipped. It slipped.
It's not the feel. Anytime you have that surgery and you're in a cast or if you have a pin put in or anything like that, you're in that thing for like 6 weeks, right? I don't know how long he was. He had off season. He had it during the off season. So the surgery that he had to have required him to be out for a while. You know, like just he had it probably where he couldn't move it or whatever.
Well,
the problem with that is it takes a really long time to get all of your strength back. So he might have enough strength to, you know, throw a football, but he probably gets it slapped out of his hand a lot. He probably has trouble gripping it to throw it farther than, you know, a long distance. And these things take a little bit of time. So while we sitting here saying, oh, he's not. Of course he's not. Relax. Of course he's not. And this is the problem I have when I explain to you about guys coming back from injury, right? And we're saying, oh, why isn't Joe Burrow throwing? Because he's not all the way back. It's going to take some time. He needs to get his strength back. Like, it's a big deal to have a body part and not being able to use it for a period of time. I don't know what that period of time was, but you lose a lot of strength. So I'm not going to read too much into it other than basically the team is, if you have a problem with that, you're basically saying he shouldn't be playing right now.
Well, here he was. This was him talking to reporters this week about his loss to the water bottle.
What did I do?
Apparently, it's just the way you picked it up that they said there might have been something wrong with your wrist.
Oh, I picked it up weird?
Yes. Did you feel like you did?
I don't know. I drank water. I can't say I've seen that or know what anybody's talking about.
You know what's funny about that? Cowards. They say.
Hear that?
They say. Own it if it was you.
Well, I think everybody. It was a lot. There's a lot of views on this video of him losing the water.
But I'm just saying. Like they. You ever notice, like, when you have something serious to ask a person, they always deflect and not say, just ask the question.
Interesting.
Like, you don't go up and just say, hey, look like you had some problems lifting that water bottle.
Yeah.
I saw a video of you having problems with the water bottle. Is that, should we be concerned about that or no? They say, like, don't exclude, no.
Well, this might be a thing, though. Like, if you're saying he's taking a little bit longer on this recovery or taking a little bit more time, he may not be beating science. Not everybody's Jalen Phillips, you know?
Dude, you're...
It's tough. It's hard to say.
All right.
What?
It's been a tough week for you, Leroy.
Like, what are we doing?
What? Everybody's just concerned about Joey B.
By the way...
Let me explain.
Leroy, did you let Tobin just call you Puddle Boy in the...
I didn't call him Puddle Boy. I called him the Puddle Man.
Well, he put Puddle Boy in his...
I didn't put that.
And so somebody on Twitch called you Pudding Man.
They called you Puddle Boy and you Pudding Man.
Pudding I do man. Like pudding.
I don't like pudding.
Not surprising. You have some weird takes.
It's a children's food.
Okay.
Well, that would explain a lot.
What are you talking about, dude?
Why you like pudding? I know growing up, you always had somebody named Pudding in your crew. Serious. Vlad, you always have somebody named Pudding?
Not Pudding, but something similar, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yep. Something to let you know that this person's a little portly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're chunky, fat, yeah.
Yep. Chunky 52.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. More to come. Final hour of the show. As we get you closer to Dolphins and Bills. Back with more after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop exceptional Cadillac offers now at the 3-time Cadillac Dealer of the Year, Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac. Visit EdmoreSawgrassCadillac.com. You're always backed by Morse. You're invited to a night of whiskey, stars, and cigars. WQAM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall presents an evening of fine whiskey. The WQAM on-air staff and a smooth cigar at Smoke on the Water in Weston on Wednesday, September 25th. Come out and mingle with the hosts of your favorite WQAM shows. Talk some Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and you never know who else might show up to join the conversation. It's free when you RSVP at WQAM.com, which will get you a complimentary cigar. Must be 21 or over. Drink responsibly. Whiskey, stars, and cigars on September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, GMCs.